I asked Joyce to share, and she's just going to share a prayer testimony, just a time where it felt like God answered a prayer for her.
It's going to be maybe a little long. I'm trying to make it short. And I was so nervous about coming up here because years ago I taught Sunday school, and I was used to it. I haven't done it for a number of years now, so I'm not used to coming in front of the church like today. But when Derek asked me, I decided I'm going to be brave. And, of course, my stomach started hurting. And I thought, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway. So, anyway, I'm going to talk about my husband today. And he's sitting right over there. He didn't want to come up here because I told him I was going to talk about him. Anyway, it really is true that prayer is so important. Because if you don't pray, God can't move and you can't do anything. Several years ago, David had a stroke. And he woke up one morning. He had fallen the night before. He was bringing wood in to the house, and I didn't realize I was sleeping. He had fallen the night before, and the next morning he hadn't even gotten up, and he couldn't hardly talk, and he couldn't walk. And as soon as I saw him, when I saw him the next morning, I knew something was wrong because my grandma had a lot of strokes, and we lived an hour and a half from the nearest hospital. And so, boy, I'm loud now. So anyway, I knew because it took a lot of time for people to gather up people for the ambulance in the area that we lived in that I was going to need to get him there within a certain period of time. Otherwise, they get paralyzed. And so I hurried up and got him in the car, and that wasn't me at all. It was God doing it all. He helped me get him into the car and get him to bend, and I was so calm. And put him in the hospital there, and they started working on him and put blood thinners in. And then he came out of it, but he had to stay in there for a while. And during the time he was in the hospital, I was really discouraged because our daughter at that time was a prodigal. And that went on for 10 years for us. And we were real discouraged and spent a lot of tears crying over it because we just asked God to. She was married to someone that was very physically abusive and wasn't a Christian. And we really didn't want her to marry him to begin with. But anyway, it was just a real hard time in our life. We spent a lot of time on our knees. And then when this situation happened, we thought, God, what are you doing? You know, we don't need one more thing. But anyway, the situation happened as it was. And God brought David through the situation. But I was going back and forth every day, driving 3 hours a day to see him in the hospital. And I had gotten so discouraged that I had to stop at the store. And there was a Salvation Army bucket there. And at Christmas time, I always throw something in there. It's just what I do. And they give witness cards when you do that. And God knew I was really discouraged because I was thinking, you know, I'm in Oregon. I love Alaska. That's my home. What am I going to do if he dies? And I thought, Lord, I just have to go back home. It's what I have to do. And anyway, I read the card that was in there. And I know that God meant it for me. It was Deuteronomy 4:31. And God was reminding me that he was merciful and that he wouldn't abandon me. And I found a lot of security in that card. And I took that card and I put it on my dash. I kept it there for months and months because it reminded me God was with me. And so anyway, we brought David home. And we thought that everything was okay. And then he was home for a time, then he developed real bad migraines. And so we took him back to the doctor. They found he had a blood clot on his brain at that time. So they started treating him with Coumadin for about 3 months or so. And during the course of that time, he could not raise his head even. The pain was so severe. He had tears just rolling down his face, and he was curled up in a ball on the bed. And it was really hard for me to watch that. And so he usually didn't try to get up off the bed. If he got up, he cowered. And if he walked with me, he walked behind me. And that really broke my heart because it was like he was being whipped down. He couldn't handle raising his head. It was so severe. But it went on for a long time, and we started praying and praying and praying, asking God to dissolve that clot because they couldn't drain it. They couldn't do anything with it. They said that it would just have to absorb or whatever. So we were real patient. We didn't have a choice. And he went through all that time with all that and everything. Finally, we went back to the neurologist. We were going back and having regular checkups and everything. And the neurologist was an atheist. And he was taking, he tried to give David antidepressants. He told me to give them to David because David quit shaving because he couldn't hold his head up. It hurt so bad. He said, I know you're depressed. Slip him antibiotics. Or not antibiotics, but antidepressants. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that to him. He wouldn't do that to me. He's not depressed. And then the doctor turned to me and said, I know what you guys' problem is. You're not getting enough sex. That's what your problem is. I was pretty embarrassed because I wasn't brought up like that to be so blunt about stuff like that. But anyway, that's just how he was. So he went on and on. And then finally, I forget how long that was. That's why it's so important to write testimonies down, because you do forget the time of when these things happen. But anyway, finally, one time we went in there and they decided to take another x-ray of his brain. And during the course of that time that they took the x-ray of his brain, then that the clot was totally 100% gone. And I said, praise the Lord, the clot's gone. And he turned and looked at me and he said, you and your God. And I said, well, it's true, it's not there, it's not there. And the nurse and David and I both saw it was gone, but the doctor insisted it was still there. And that was okay, it didn't matter because it was gone. But anyway, it just was amazing stuff. And it was amazing how the doctor kept coming up with crazy ideas about David and what was wrong with him on the side and all kinds of other things, when we could really just see God's hand in the whole situation. And it made, we had a church behind us that was a praying church. And when they got a hold of our prayer requests, they were like old bulldogs. They would grab onto that prayer request and they would pray until the answer came. And we could feel that prayer support. And we could, that's why when I look at Derek, my heart goes out to him, because I know, I've learned through the years that prayer is so important. If you do not pray, nothing will happen in your life. And as for our daughter, I mentioned our daughter and going through hard times with her. It took 10 years for God to answer that prayer, but God did bring an answer, and it was a good one. And that's a whole nother testimony, and I'll share that with you another time. It was pretty exciting what he did there. Okay.
Thank you. All right, let's give her a hand.